Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, June 1st to Monday, June 7th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. For some reason, this week is pretty light in terms of opportunities to get involved and get connected. I suppose that it being the last week of school may have something to do with it. The fact that we've all been holding our breath in fear of what actually might get passed at the ledge before the final gavel sounds may also contribute to this. Or some of us may be worried about Austin FC's excruciating road trip to start the season, which has been just that, excruciating. But at least they tied the Seattle Sounders this weekend, and they're the top-ranked team in the MLS. Not quite sure what the motto is yet for Austin FC, but I'm going to go with Vamos la Máquina Verde. Let's go, Green Machine. You heard it here first, folks. Just go with it, okay? We'll keep the positive vibe going by highlighting two ultra-cool arts-related offerings. First, a collaboration between Six Square, Austin's Black Cultural District, and the Long Center for Performing Arts. Friday, June 4th to Sunday, June 6th, they co-host Beyond the Square 2021. This is a multi-day festival highlighting the multifaceted talent of Black creatives with a particular focus on Black Music Month. It starts with the unveiling of a new mural in partnership with Raisin in the Sun, featuring local musical icons Ernie Mae Miller and Margaret Wright. There will be an event later that evening at Kenny Dorm's backyard on East 11th Street with music, refreshments, and an artist talk. On Saturday night, there will be a concert at the Long Center with DJ K. Cali and local hip-hop duo Magna Carta, as well as Big Frida. And on June 6th, Talib Abdullahi of Black History Bike Ride will lead a bike tour throughout the Black District. The second cool happening in the artistic space is the Asian American Film Festival that kicks off on Friday, June 4th. The festival showcases the best new Asian and Asian American films from narrative to documentaries, features, and shorts. This year's festival, like last year's, is a virtual event. I don't have time for a complete breakdown for this week. We'll try to have more detail for next week, but I will note that the headliners for this year's festival include Fangirl, In Between Girl, Night on Six, and Definition Please. These are a couple of activities certainly worth including in your weekend plans. Since it is the beginning of the month, there are a few engagement opportunities that occur each month that we'll highlight here. The Austin Black Chamber of Commerce hosts its first Tuesday conversation on Tuesday, June 1st at noon. The topic for the discussion this month is Get Your Money Right, a chance to learn about setting realistic personal and professional financial goals. This Tuesday is the first Tuesday of the month, which means that the legal line of the Austin Lawyer Referral Service will be available Tuesday, June 1st from 5:30 to 7:30. Call the free legal advice hotline at 512-472-8303. Legal Line is staffed by attorney volunteers who answer legal questions and give brief legal advice. Calls are completely confidential and anonymous. One last recurring meeting we'll note is that the Austin Justice Coalition does hold its general body meeting this week on Tuesday also at 6:30 p.m. There are a couple of interesting opportunities to engage around the issue of race equity. On Thursday, June 3rd, Notley Tide hosts a virtual event entitled Unfiltered Racial Justice which convenes leaders from Notley Tide's racial justice nonprofit partners, corporate partners, and members for an exchange of lessons learned, areas of growth, and challenges each group has encountered this past year. And on Saturday, June 5th at noon, the Black Austin Coalition is holding the first in a series of three conversations on the topic of building a Black Embassy in Austin per a resolution passed by the City Council calling for the creation of a Black Embassy. The discussions are meant to gather data to inform and support what the community expects the Black Embassy to be. We move on to a few recurring events related to the pandemic response. The vaccine rollout has been accelerating at a great pace, and we've made great progress towards achieving herd immunity. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. On our podcast calendar, in the Monday list of engagement activities, we'll list the website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted three times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you are facing, you can call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. This service is available from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday, and noon to 4 on Saturdays. I'll end the podcast by highlighting the upcoming Community Schools Summit that takes place June 7th and 8th. Join teams from schools across Texas for a two-day hybrid, virtual, and in-person summit that will provide tools for building thriving community school efforts. Whether you are new to the idea of community schools or already have an effort underway, you'll find helpful information, ideas, and networking. This year's theme is Re-Engage. As we transition from this pandemic affected school year, schools are looking for ways to help students and families reconnect and re-engage with education. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.